Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. I'm the host of The Common Sense Show. That's what you're listening to, and we are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. In just a minute, we're going to be joined by John Wayne. No, not the Duke. You've heard him on our show often enough. You know who this is. Talk show host from the middle part of America. And comes across really good information that I like to share with you. It's interesting. We get confirmation on a lot of things from different sources, but sometimes he goes off in directions I don't. And I'm thinking, man, this is really good stuff because we can't cover it all. I remember in the old days, I felt like we could cover it all and we had to scramble for stories. Today, it's like the biggest challenge I have is to decide what to prioritize. And Steve Quayle once said on my show, the Bible says in the end days, the sins of the leaders will be revealed. Yeah, you don't have to even investigate anymore. It's right there in front of you. It's incredible. Anyway, this segment of the show is brought to you by Noble Gold. And ladies and gentlemen, we are headed for an economic collapse. We're preparing to dump trillions of dollars. They will get this thing passed. You can bet on it. But they're going to dump trillions of dollars into the economy that's already broken. There's no backing. The petrodollar is all but on life support. So what are we going to do? Well, your dollar is going to hyperinflate. Your buying days are going to be over, and you have to have alternatives. And Noble Gold specializes in this. And I want to just say this. I went from being an advertiser to a customer with Noble Gold because I could see what was coming. And what's coming is not good. In fact, Steve Quayle also says, what's coming is no longer coming. It's already here. That's really true with regard to this stuff. It truly is here. And so what are you going to do? Well, you can bulletproof a lot of your investments right now using precious metals. Precious metals will always hold their weight. Even if we get a digital currency, which I think we're going to get from the Federal Reserve, even if we get that, you're still going to have the backing of precious metals. You want to get through compared to your neighbors, relatives, with relatively unscathed harm? Well, this is how you do it. Noble Gold will walk you through it. They'll say, this is the areas we think you're vulnerable, and this is what we can do for you. And they don't pressure you. They'll send you free material. They don't even like to follow up phone call unless you ask them to. I remember the first time I did a deal with them, I'm thinking, okay, silence on the phone. Okay, well, could we do something, please? Oh, yes, we're just waiting for you to ask, Mr. Hodges. That's what it's like dealing with Noble Gold. Give them a call, 877-646-5347. If you have assets to protect, you owe yourself this conversation, 877-646-5347. And they bring you this first part of the show involving our friend John Wayne. John, good to hear from you, and you have sent me of really disturbing things, my friend. So where do you want to start in this plethora of challenges facing our country?
Well, I think it'd be very important to start with China, and I think, honestly, from what I'm seeing, we're already at war with China, and the thing that makes me say this with more affirmation now is the release of a videotape between a meeting of communist Chinese leaders, I guess, or people within their the PLA. Who's to say if they're not involved with the PLA? They'd have to be. But, you know, leaders within China coming forth and having a Zoom meeting, if you would, about how the country is under attack by the communist Chinese to the degree of this virus, the Chinese Wuhan virus, right? The China virus. And how they have an antidote to whatever they are shooting people up with. It's really something to behold.
There's a video about this? Who's involved in the video?
There is. Let me find it here real quick because I've got it saved here. I need to find it. I don't know the names. One of the guys I have, from what I was hearing, he does a broadcast. The Chinese guy does a broadcast here stateside, from what I've gathered, and he's a pretty good guy, from what we're hearing. But he released this video of this meeting between these Chinese, and they are basically, you know, like I said, they're talking about how they have an antidote, and once the United States is completely kneecapped by the military being eviscerated through the mandate, people stepping down, the people that are taking the thing, It's all no good. And we know, I mean, right here, I mean, this is, if there's ever been a declaration of war against our country from another foreign national power, this is it. You know, I need to find this yet. I'm sorry, I'm running a little bit off kilter today.
No, it's okay, because, events come at us haphazardly, and sometimes we can't avoid coming across not being quite as prepared as we'd like to be. But yeah, let's go to that here when you pull that up. By the way, what John is telling us here is exactly what Pastor Sam Arnold said on an earlier interview that I did earlier in the week. And Pastor Sam was saying the same thing. We have sacked the commander of Southcom, replaced him with a globalist woman. Talk about woke industrial complex politics. Her husband's right. One of the most wokest generals in the military station in Austin. And he'll facilitate open borders for a lot of reasons. I'm thinking about writing an article about this. But we just weakened our defense right there, because these commanders are being fired left and right. The head of the Space Force was fired several months ago. So, yeah, Biden is dismantling our defenses. Vaccine mandate's going to take about 28% of our military out of commission, including top pilots. 100 nuclear scientists from Los Alamos are being shown the door this week because they won't take the vaccine.
Oh, my.
So, I mean, listen, if you cared about national security, you'd find a way around this. You'd put them in hazmat suits if you were really concerned about national security, but you're not. Biden's mission, and Fox News has finally said this, there's intentionality behind what Biden's doing, but they're not going to go as far as this statement. I'm going to set up what John's going to talk about here with this statement. The intention of the Biden administration is to weaken America to the point where they can't win a war with China. That is their main mission right now, and they're using the vaccine mandates to accomplish that goal.
Absolutely. The name to see on this is really blurry. I can't see the guy's name who did the broadcast stateside, who is Chinese and was able to basically, what do you want to call it, translate this conversation between 6 people in the Communist Chinese Party talking about basically how they plan on taking over the United States. Some of the dialogue to this here, it says, China Communist Party bosses discuss vaccine impact on U.S. military forces, say everyone who took the vaccine is dead, in quotations. It's only 59 minutes long. You want me to just play this and I'll, as it plays, I'll read the translated part to it as we're going here, if that's okay?
I don't know that we need the sound of Chinese. But if you could play silently and read some of the comments, I think that would prove beneficial.
Absolutely. That's what we'll do here. Okay. So here we go. Once they get vaccinated, the U.S. military will collapse and the CCP will triumph. After the U.S. troops are vaccinated, I tell you, the vaccination against the CCP virus will basically be near the end. When the U.S. elite society is vaccinated, because of fear of death and lack of faith, and because these rogue low-level politicians and opportunists meant to evade responsibility, especially when the Wall Street Hollywood celebrities, the White House, come on, and the troops are vaccinated, I can assure you there will be no vaccination issue. The people who are implementing the vaccination are soon to be finished.
What do you think that means? Let me stop you there. Pause that. The people implementing the vaccine will soon be finished. What does he mean? Government officials are going to be done away with by the Chinese?
You know, Arthas, maybe the people of the country are starting to see through this massive wall of red tape, and maybe the people of the country against the people that have been pushing this, you know, mandating it, if you would.
I remember, so he's predicting a rise of the American people against the establishment. Is that right?
That may be what I'm taking it as, but it could be something completely different. You know what I mean? We're just kind of guessing here. But that's what I think personally.
Okay, let's go back to your
because
English.
What was it? Remember, about 4.5 weeks. Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead and finish the thought, John.
So those who are pushing the vaccine. So remember about 4.5 weeks ago, the Department of Homeland Security chief come out and said, if you know, it's a national security threat to mandate this vaccine. And for him to say that, I'm assuming because people are, you know, headed about to the top, you know, the tea kettle's just about to start boiling of the American peoples.
Well, we're there, and my prediction, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I predicted last spring when the school board issues began to multiply, and basically the school board's taking money from groups like Panorama Education, Merrick Garland's attorney general, his son-in-law and daughter, Panorama Education taking tens of millions of dollars from school boards to teach critical race theory, explicit sexual behavior to underage kids, very underage kids. I said, this is going to unite the soccer moms against this administration. I said, this is starting a whole, they're creating a whole new wave of enemies against the establishment that I don't think that they want to do. And what I ended up, what I ended up saying here was really kind of political suicide for these people. I said, this is going to bite them in the butt. And look what's happening, John. I think voter fraud will preserve the election in Virginia for Terry McAuliffe. But his opponent shouldn't even be in the race. And they're in a dead heat right now because of this school board issue.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of ties back into what you're saying, that Americans are getting it figured out. They're rising up. And if you look at who they're pissing off, doctors, right, nurses, and military, they're pissing off people that make a difference to the society. They're pissing off educated people, law enforcement. Yeah, they're pissing off the wrong people. It's almost like they're trying to get us to organize for a civil war.
I think that's what they want, you know, and we see that they've been trying to implement such a thing for quite a little bit of time now. It really started to pick up speed with Ferguson, Missouri, and Barack Obama, Michael Brown, you know, all that. That was one of the matches they threw at the tinder keg, and it didn't completely ignite how they wanted it to. They about accomplished it there in 2020 with the complete insane lawlessness across the nation.
You're breaking up just a little bit here. Cities. Yeah. Your transmission's breaking up just a little bit here. But anyway, let's go back to your Chinese-English translation. He's watching an on-screen, if you're just joining us, John is watching an on-screen presentation by a Chinese person, and he's detailing how the vaccine is bringing down America and projecting future events. But we've silenced the Chinese part. And John's just reading the underlying graphic of the of the words. Go ahead, John.
Right. Slip off and discuss this here. The people who are implementing the vaccine are soon to be finished. Those who are pushing the vaccine behind the scenes will likely have achieved their goals. Vaccination will no longer be pushed, and the antidote will be certainly offered. The antidote will pop up. What is the antidote? For not to heal the damage brought by the vaccines is to prevent you from transmitting the virus. Instead of a remedy for the vaccines, those who were vaccinated are sentenced to death. The antidote for the vaccines is still in the hands of the CCP. Since the CCP, well, hold on here, it just, that was real quick. Since the CCP wants you to die, how would they offer the antidote to you? The lab Beijing of China, so that's where it left off at. I wish we could have the whole interview. That would be nice. But obviously, you know, this has all been planned. And like I said, this seems to me a full-on declaration of war against the United States of America, but from China, from Chinese communist leaders.
Okay. couple curious things in that translation, and I'll bring up this point again. It says, the people pushing this will soon be finished. Who's going to be finished, and how are they going to be finished? Do you have any idea? Mm-hmm. What's your guess on this?
You know, that's like I was saying. The only thing I could think of is the people. I mean, all walks of life across the nation are fed up, and they've had it. And before too long, it may be people taking to the streets, like marching on the castle with pitchforks and rope, and torches. Possibility, but it could also be a possibility that some of these people might have even taken it themselves. And maybe they will just die off.
Yeah, John, can you reorient?
So whatever they've got planned, I mean, I'd say it's coming soon.
We're getting a little breakup in your transmission.
Yeah, I shouldn't have any issues.
Yeah, maybe it's because you have another electronic system open, so you might want to try closing down the external, and hopefully that'll improve the bandwidth here, because I think it's a bandwidth issue. But anyway,
okay, we'll see here.
I agree.
Is that better?
We'll go on and see. But I agree with what you just said. But I do think the threat is specific towards Americans. That's how I took it. And I've said this all along. Steve Quayle and I have talked about this on interviews, where the people like Pelosi and Schumer, traitors to this country, Swalwell, some governors, Newsom, these people are traitors to communist China. We have them right here in Arizona. Our governor, the chairman of the Board of Supervisors of Maricopa County, Jack Sellers. I mean, he's up to China. China's up his rear end so far. I don't think he knows what race he is anymore. But when we look at these people, they're owned by China. But what I'm hearing this guy say is these complicit people, the people that are doing the Chinese will, like ousting Donald Trump, they're going to be done away with. And Steve
right.
and I have
well,
talked
I mean, it
about
just goes
this.
Back
and
to say what we,
yeah, Chinese don't like traitors. They'll use them, but they don't. They don't honor them.
Right. And the thing when somebody's usefulness is up, they're expendable. There's nothing that they can do. They've filled their role, they've played their part, and now they don't need them no more. So goodbye, by whatever means that means.
Well, Wei Fang, the defense minister of China, made that speech that you've heard me talk about so often, back in 2017, where he said we need America's resources to support us in China. That America's the only nation that is capable of doing that, but we're not interested essentially in co-occupancy. He talked about bioweapon, race-specific, genocidal weapons made in conjunction with Israel. This is his words, not mine, folks. This is what he said in a speech that was leaked from the CCP. And he is intending, as are the two defense ministers before him who made similar statements, they're intending on wiping out every American. And that's what I think this radio broadcast that you're playing here and translating, I think that is what they're referring to. Even Benedict
Absolutely.
Arnold...
it makes me think this as well.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, it makes me think of this as well. I mean, they've been on a mission to hunt down a genome code of the human species, the DNA structure of, skin. It's just a sneaky suspicion. I can't prove it beyond any reason of any doubt. But who's to say 3/4 of these PCR tests that they had stuck up people's nose weren't all put together and shipped off to China for major analysis?
Uh-huh. Well, we know the PCR test doesn't work.
And outside the box. I mean, that's where I try to usually do my thinking.
Yeah, but the PCR test has never worked. In fact, I called it out April 18th, the first year of the pandemic, when the FDA Commissioner Hahn...
DNA.
Yeah, well, Hahn said...
I'm talking about...
But I think this is an important point to establish, to go forward. Commissioner Hahn of the FDA, the first year of the pandemic, said, we're not going to require third-party validations for the PCR testing. And I said, well, then you don't have a test. And they came out about 2 months ago and said, oh, there's too many false positives here, but we're going to keep it to the end of the year. They don't have a diagnostic instrument that's reliable. That's why you can't trust the fact that there's variants. Tom Rentz, the attorney for the frontline doctors, he says that his doctors believe that the vaccine is a cover, excuse me, the variants are a cover for vaccine injury. And his discovery process for the lawsuit has found that about 80% of the people that go into the hospital now for COVID are vaccinated.
Yep, that's right. Absolutely, without a doubt. You know, but I was just saying maybe these tests, instead of singling out of any kind of a virus or anything, it was used for DNA collection to be sent and stored and then analyzed and then made a refined weapon for. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because so many people have had to have this thing shoved up their nose. Not me. I won't have it done. No, man. You're not going to put that thing up my nose. You're not sticking me in the arm with your death concoction either. You know, I just know where all this is headed is no good, you know, and that's just one aspect of this whole massive operation they have going on. You know, the other aspect is the full on ground invasion, the inundation of the Chinese within every asset and not every asset and every form and function of our society, all our institutions. You know, we've been taken from within for so long. Now we have no way to defend ourselves is what I'm seeing.
There's a lot of fatalism being expressed just the way that you did. And what you just said is fatalistic, but it's also true.
Yeah, you're breaking up too now.
Yeah, I think our transmission here is being messed with. I was interviewing Susan Bradford on the TV end, and her transmission was taken down. We couldn't get a visual on the camera after we started out with a visual. So, yeah, this, like I said, we can expect these kind of interferences, and we are getting them routinely. How's my sound now?
You're fine now. Hopefully mine's all right. It has been all right.
Yeah, it's been fine here. Yeah, it's interesting we have to even talk about this, because I probably have done over 1,000 broadcasts on this equipment, and it works just fine. It's just when the powers that be decide we want to mess with you, jam your signal, whatever. They don't like these discussions because they don't want the people to know that their government, the people running the government, have sold out to China. I mean, you look at Mitch McConnell, right? Former Senate Majority Leader. Who is his wife? Good old Powell. Okay? And what did the powwow do? She was the Secretary of Transportation. And who are her parents? They run China's 6 largest ports for the CCP. And she's serving as our transportation secretary, and no one blinks an eye. Are you kidding me?
Well, there could be a lot of things that go over and go missing and not reported and underreported being in a position like that.
Yeah, that's called putting your person in position, exactly, to look the other way. There's no question. And you know what? Sue me, pal. Okay, you're a public figure. You got to prove that I'm lying at the time I'm saying it. I know I'm lying. I'm not lying. I'm not lying. When they have these kind of family, it's just like, oh gosh, who was Hillary Clinton's gopher? She was married to that Anthony pervert guy with the text messages.
Huma Abedin.
Huma Abedin. Yes, there you go. Did you know her family is in radical terrorist groups like the Muslim Brotherhood?
Oh, absolutely.
And
yes,
here she was the chief of staff for the Secretary of the State of the United States, Hillary Clinton.
Right.
That's treason.
I mean,
it's treason.
It is. It's flat-out treason. You know, and I got a good question, Dave. Who's this communist Chinese agent that's always following Biden around everywhere he goes, literally on his heel?
If you're owned by China, they've got to put their overlord in your presence to make sure that you don't stray.
Well, that's exactly what it is, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's no question. And then you got Dianne Feinstein, right? She had a driver for 20 years.
Right.
Oh, we just found out he was a communist spy. After 20 years, I had no idea. Yeah, right,
yeah.
Dianne. That's why... I'll just give you one example, okay? The EPA came in under Obama in the early days, and they stopped irrigation in the San Joaquin Valley in California. And that dried up the farmland. The people all went broke. And Diane's husband bought up some of that land. And guess what? Mm-hmm. The EPA relaxed their restrictions, and he was able to grow food. And guess what country he sold it to?
Straight out to China.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but that's just all a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could go on and on with these stories, folks, about Chinese owning our country. They own our country. There's no question. Mm-hmm. They own Hollywood. They own the halls of Congress. We have people like from the Republican Party go on Fox News. My God, they're killing the American middle class. They're terrible. And they don't talk about China too much. They just focus on the administration. But they don't do anything. Biden is committing a violation of Article 42 of the Immigration Code, okay? U.S. federal law. Why haven't the Republicans, even though they'd probably fail, why haven't they launched a recall effort in terms of removing him through impeachment?
You know, that's a good question. It's an excellent question, because if this would have been Donald Trump, I would have seen 8 impeachments by now.
Yeah, there's no question we would have had
this. Everything's illegitimate within the country. It's being ran by criminals, and by God be damned, but the people of the United States should just take it, and that's what they want, you know, until they're fed up, or until they've got their ducks totally in a row, and then they pull the plug on the power or put everybody at each other's throats, whichever comes first, or if they're both not intertwined.
No, I totally agree with you. You sent me something earlier in the week that I want you to talk about. It's entitled, Texas Authorities Find Dozens of Illegals Hiding Inside Brand New Cars Inside of a Train.
Yep, that's right. And it's a video, and it's proven. You know, it's not something that's fake. It shows what looked to be heavily armored Border Patrol agents, or it might even have been military, going through sweeping this train, hauling brand new cars in these huge car haulers that are enclosed. And there were all kinds of people sleeping inside the new cars. And some of them, when the video camera got to them and panned on them, they were like, oh my God, I'm screwed. Kind of look in their face. Now we have to go to detention. Now we have to go sit for, 7 months and be processed, or where the case may be. But no, this is full on invasion of the country. I mean, this is another form of active war. We're being invaded. And I've been saying it for a long time, Dave. I've been warning for a long time. When I saw what was going on over in the Middle East, or from the Middle East across the Mediterranean into the greater parts of Europe, them being invaded, I said, folks, here in this country, I said this live on air in 2015 and 16 and even up till currently, we're going to be invaded. It's going to happen here. And it's happening right now. And at the time, I asked myself, what happened to, in 2015, I asked myself, what happened to the European male and wanting to defend their homeland and push invaders out and keep their families safe? What happened? Why is nobody doing anything? And then I look and see what's happening here. And it's all due to the mass mind control and the melding through the manipulations of mainstream media and other things, right? Just the propagandization of the citizenry to just stand down. And if not that, even, let's say, making people dormant by putting stuff in their food and water supplies. You know, all this stuff's going on. But it's being allowed to go on because, somebody wants to destroy this nation. Not only the communist Chinese and the communist Chinese operatives within the country, the Biden administration, West exec, the 28 people that fill his cabinet positions from the shadowy firm just down the road from the White House's Situation Room. No, this is full-on invasion. So what are we going to do about it? How can we do anything about it? Dave, the other night, I went into town to go get something from the store. And, I sit out in the vehicle, and the family went on in. I'm just sitting there kind of perusing the phone, looking and reading news articles and seeing what's going on around the world. And I'm just kind of watching people in the parking lot. And here comes somebody walking down the middle lane of these cars, as they're kind of butted towards the front of each other in a parking space. Just walking down the middle of these cars. And, Dave, he was not a local. I mean, this guy looked to be straight up from Somalia. And he was looking around as if he was up to no good. You know, so they're everywhere. They're flying them in. And you know what I said about that article there with the train and the people loaded on it? You remember that old movie, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? Well, that's exactly what they're using and doing to get all these people in here right now. And I don't know of any way to see it be stopped unless we put up a full-on border with military down there, battalions of soldiers, Apache helicopters, squadrons, you name it, tanks, machine gun nests, minefields, Constantina wire. You know, that's what needs to be done down there. If I was the president, that would be being done right now. But I'm not the president. And
if you were the president, the situation hadn't spun out of control as bad as it has.
Oh, absolutely not. No, man. Absolutely not. And the people that had done harm to this country, they'd be being tried for crimes that they've committed against this country, some of them being high treason.
Yeah, I want to be really clear. The Biden administration, and I'm talking Kamala Harris, I'm talking Defense Secretary, Treasury Secretary, Secretary of State, they're all guilty of treason. This is not hyperbole. John, hold that thought just for a second here. I'm going to step away real quick. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a bad new report out regarding food supplies. And we've hit you with a lot already. Here's one more. As I did a broadcast last night, and I had followed up on doing some research in the afternoon, I found a list of shortages in different areas. And one of them was farm equipment. The cost, first of all, if you can get it, it's a challenge, but the cost is up 50%. At some point in time, farmers are going to say, hey, that's it. So this is why we're telling you, you need storable food. And most of our competition is now gone for various reasons that we're not going to get into. But they're gone. They can't meet demand now, or they won't meet demand, whatever their situation is. Well, we can meet demand. Now, when hyperinflation hits, the game may change. But right now, we can meet demand, and that's why I think you need to act quickly. You get the storable food that tastes good. It's diverse, so you won't get sick of eating it. There's a $100 savings on the 90-day special, and we tell people, just buy a 90-day special. You can bug out with it. You can also bug in with it. But the 100-day special will stay with you if you order 90 days, 90 days, 90 days, and then you'll keep getting the discount all the way through. That's the way to do this. But the biggest thing is do you have food supplies for your family? Daisy Luther and Bob Griswold are both saying it's 2 years. And seeds. Minimum, DHS and FEMA say it's 6 months. Act accordingly. Preparewithdave.com is where you need to go. John, I'm sorry, I forgot where we left our discussion.
No, you're fine. No, that's absolutely right. You know, in mentioning that, speaking upon machinery and equipment, you know, I've worked and done a lot of farm work in my life, and I can remember 15, 20 years ago for the sickle bar of a combine to replace and repair that, you're looking at $1,500. So to do that now, I mean, you're probably looking at $5,000.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's insane to see the attack come from all sides for which it's coming. You know, the machinery, so we've got a big production facility here that John Deere has, and their lot's completely full. But the machinery that they produce, it's out of season right now, so that makes sense. But the thing is we see all this happening, and we know that it's happening, and we see people stepping out from their positions, going on strike across the country from major suppliers, major producers, and major facilities that manufacture equipment and machinery. You know, another thing I want to state here, Dave, see, what is it? I just went pheasant hunting yesterday. I went and got my license last weekend. And how many boxes of shells do you think I could find for a 12-gauge shotgun? I was lucky to buy one box. Lucky to buy one box of number 6 birdshot. So there's no ammunition anywhere. Another thing I saw, which was really interesting, at an Orscheln's, which is kind of like a Tractor Supply home and farm store, they're selling ammunition, and it's from a company from which I have never, ever, ever heard of before in my entire life. And that's the only ammunition they have on the shelves, and nobody's buying it. No one's buying it. You know, the only thing I could imagine is probably because if you don't know the ammunition that you're firing through your firearm, then you don't want to be using it if you don't trust it, right? I'm standardly a Winchester guy, and I mean I like Remington and everything else, but I'm just, that's my thing. If I've got two Winchester firearms, I want to fire Winchester ammunition through that firearm. That's just how it is. But you can't even find anything. It's dried up so bad. That's one aspect, and that should show and make people be very extremely wary of the conditions we're in. When we can't find, buy, or sell ammunition, know that they're getting ready to pull the plug on something. It's all across the board, Dave. I mean, even this summer, to buy a new tiller, I called 35 stores within a, let's say, 300-mile radius of my location, and I couldn't find one tiller for the garden with a 20-inch tine deck. They just were not around. So I settled for something less than what I wanted. Just how I am generally. But I mean, when times are tough, well, so shall it be, you know? So people just need to be aware of all this. And me and many other folks, we've warned for many years about what was coming. And that is here before us right now. So, you know, nobody heeded the messages and the warnings back then. I mean, does it even mean that they're going to heed the messages and the warnings now? Well, I would hope they would do a little bit better job at paying attention to what's going on. But I don't know. I still see a vast majority of the populace that is just still wanders around, lumbering around like zombies, just completely unaware of what's going around them. You know, I mean, they literally have their foot in the snare. The snare is closing. And they're looking down, looking at the snare closed, and they're like, oh, what's that? You know, well, nothing to be worried about. Hey, man, yeah, it is. Before too long, you're all going to be caught up, and we ain't going to be able to do anything at all about saving our country because we're going to be in a full-on internal struggle within 2 years, is what I see. And while that's going on, we'll have all the other natural occurrences of what the Earth can do, volcanoes, earthquakes, natural disasters, bad weather patterns. And in the process of all that, you're going to have foreign nationals on your soil, our soil, policing, United Nations, Communist Chinese police, and God only knows who else. 250,000 Afghanis, they're still flooding into the country day and night, flight after flight after flight. You know, I don't know where to go, Dave. I just feel like I'm rambling, but this is all very real and it's very true, and people had better heed the warnings more so now than they should have, you know, 10 years ago.
Yeah, we're on the verge of losing it all. There's no question about it, and you've articulated it really well. What about going forward into the elections of 2022? What's your expectation there?
Well, it's interesting because we're seeing a lot of states and a lot of municipalities now taking up the looking into the absolutely, totally fraudulent, stolen election of 2020. But it's too late for them to do anything right now, I believe. I think we're too far down the road. All that should have been taken care of, 4 months ago. All these states should have opened up an audit when Arizona did and found what they found. So 2022 coming up into that, the midterms, we'll be lucky if we even see a 2022 election, only due to the unfolding situations currently, you know, like everything I just mentioned could play an effect into the 2022 elections where we don't even have them. They're held null and void, and no more elections. Basically, the people that are in power are going to remain in power, so they're going to have to find a way to instill martial law. That could come by many different directions. I think that's where we're headed, but because, I mean, we know, Dave, if the two elections, they're still going to want to use Dominion, and look at Gavin Newsom. That cat should have been thrown out on his rear end, and kicked to the curb and said, hey, man, get out of here. You are a fraud. Bye. Gone. But nope, he's back in office. And well, why is that? Because of Dominion. It's to the point now where we have no voting system because we can't trust it, as far as we could throw the whole entire rigged system. I mean, if they do have it, we know it's going to be rigged, just flat out.
I agree. I mean, look at the California recall election. There's no way in hell that Gavin Newsom got 2/3 of the vote. That's just not even believable. He's wrecked his state. He's turned Democrats against him.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
How the hell do they say he won 2/3 of the vote? That's a joke.
It is a joke, and people just, oh, okay, well, I guess that's just how it is, you know. Unfortunately, that's the mindset of the nation. Oh, well, that's just how it is. No, it's not. It's not supposed to be. That's because we're supposed to do something about it. Now, to what degree, I don't know. You know, I don't opt for violence. I don't want violence. Violence begets violence, but, you know, I'm not going to say that there's not a time for it. You know, but what is it going to be that sends the nation completely over the edge? I'm telling you, I'm still watching this volcano over there in the Canary Islands. It's getting worse. The earthquakes are getting worse. It's being affected by something. I saw a video where it was being beamed by a beam of light. And about an hour later, a vent opened up where this thing was being beamed by light. And it just had a 5.0 earthquake yesterday. And as something we haven't mentioned yet is today, we are getting ready to be hit by a Class X solar flare. And we know that that really does some perturbations within the Earth when we get hit by something big like that from the sun. With the molten core, we have the lava and magma and tectonic activity, earthquakes, and volcanoes. So if that thing goes off into the ocean, I think that there would be how they're going to declare martial law. With the wall scene, what I see, you know, happening before my eyes, Dave, unparalleled times we live in.
Well, they really are, but then you got to wonder, too, is there a point when the majority of the military rises up? Now, listen, I can tell you why Biden's doing what he's doing with the military. Twofold reasons. One, to make us defenseless against China, but two, to aid in making us defenseless against China. If he cuts out 28% of the force, like 100 nuclear scientists, F-22 pilots, then he's accomplished goal number one, and the mandate's the way he's doing it.
Right. You know, I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, will the military come back against a tyrannical government? I mean, they should. See, what is this? Something that makes me think of all of this going on right now to the degree for which it is. Remember here, when Barack Obama was the president, I'm going to say an illegitimate president, a full-on traitor to the nation, he started taking away all the hardware from the National Guard units across the country.
Yeah.
Armored personnel carriers, helicopters, literally disarming the armories. So therefore, there couldn't be a form of the people of the country, and the National Guard is the heart of the country. People need to understand that, because those are your teachers, your firefighters, your police officers, you know, every walk of life. That's the heart of your nation. So if you see the president of the nation at the time, of which you know he's not and should have never been the president of the country, a CIA-ran operative, disarm the National Guard, that's saying that they're in threat because they're afraid of the military being able to use the hardware to stand up back up against them. Kind of something like what we saw, what was it, 1929, 1932, somewhere around there, the bonus army marching on D.C.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. Demanding the promised bonuses from World War One, and surprisingly, mm-hmm. General MacArthur came in and put it down brutally.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, only that Patton had a hand in that, too, you know, crushing these squatters camps on the edges of D.C. over there in that bog or whatever it was, you know, and a lot of these men come to prominent fruition through that. I mean, through World War One, especially. But, you know, when the nation, you know, and all that started. So in 1919 was the end of World War One, and they started saying, hey, man, we want our money. And all that continued on until the Great Depression, 1932. So, you know, and in the middle of all that, you had the bonus army marching on D.C. So we're there again. The military can't be funded and paid for. They've cut extreme expenditures to the National Guard units across the nation. January 6th, units across the nation still haven't received compensation from being put to task in D.C. So we're seeing the same thing to a degree rising again, because they just can't afford to pay them. But by goodness, Dave, we can pay $450,000 to a family because they've been separated at the border, right? I mean, come on. These people are out of control. They're out of control spending, and they're out of control dictates and diktats to the country's people. We've had enough. We've had enough. But what will it be? When will the straw break, and what will the catalyst be? I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. But I can see we're most definitely headed in this direction for which we're speaking upon right now.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a follow-up to what you just said. I was kind of waiting for you to drop the other show, the shoe, John. The follow-up is this. If the military doesn't rise up and oppose this unconstitutional government, this illegitimate rogue communist government, I'm predicting, and I've been saying this for a while, I said it could end up this way. Our children will carry on the struggle. We'll live the existence of the Viet Cong.
Yep.
You have any feelings about that? Any thoughts on that?
Oh, well, yeah. You know, I mean, if we don't get this thing squared away right now, quick, fast, and in a hurry, our children's children's children are going to suffer immensely. And I don't want my children to suffer because of the lack or the ineptitude of managing a dire consequential situation in our country. We cannot have that, you know, because you see what they're doing in the schools now, the communist ideology, the mind-melding manipulations, just the sick debauchery that they're putting forth within some of these institutions, if they would, or these education camps, or whatever you want to call them. We have to put an end to it now. And you said something a while ago how a lot of these women are standing up at these school board meetings because of everything. And what do they say they're going to do? Oh, they're going to have the Federal Bureau of Investigation look into these people as domestic terrorists. Get out of here. Get out of here, because you people are just as evil can be. You know, they know their goose is cooked. They've overplayed their hand. They've overstepped their bound. And now they're trying to save face. They're trying to figure out how they can make best of the situation at hand, because it didn't go accordingly to their plans and organized agendas.
Well, yeah, you're right. They did overplay their hand, but we're not playing our hand. And
right.
That's the problem. I mean, we have people aware now. I mean, Garland did more in 2 days than I probably did in the last 2 years in terms of bringing people to our side of the fence. But faith without action, knowledge without backing, is worthless. And I'm going to tell you, I had relatives that, my dad's side of the family, they escaped Germany. And here's what they told me. And these were responsible people that were pretty well educated. They said that when Hitler came to power, they thought he was just a bore, and everyone kind of waited for the fad to die out, and it would just go away, and he'd fade away. And they were shocked that it didn't. I'm wondering if that's not how America views the Biden administration. He's just a senile old geezer. His ideas will fade away, even though we know he's not in charge. And therefore, we'll go back to normal soon. There's no sense in getting involved in the fight, because the fight will be unnecessary because they'll fail. I don't agree with that logic. Do you?
I don't agree with the logic, but it's definitely there. I feel this there because you have so many people talking about, oh, 2024, you know, Donald Trump's going to be reelected as president. How?
Are they going to get rid of the Dominion voting machines, the absentee ballots, all the ways they cheated before? Is that going to magically change? I mean, in Yavapai County, which is probably the most conservative county in the country, is located north of Phoenix, about an hour and a half, 200,000 plus people, very conservative, standing up. 70% of the nurses in Yavapai County Regional Medical Center are refusing to get vaccinated, and they face termination. So in that county, in fact, I'm speaking up there in a couple of weeks, and they anticipate the crowd will be about 450 to 500 people. And as a consequence, John, You'd think these people would have complete control of their election process. They don't. Their county clerk and recorder has already signed the contract with Dominion, and they're only allowing absentee ballots outside of that.
Yeah, I mean, right there we know it's going to be stolen. It's going to be manipulated, rigged, beyond rigged compared to what we saw in 2020. You know, I mean, they didn't have their system completely, totally rigged during the 2020 elections because they had to shut things down because they knew by the numbers that they were looking at, oh my God, there's nothing we can do. We didn't rig for this type of a turnout. And that's how they got themselves all caught up. You know, yeah, no, there won't be an election. There can't be an election. We can't trust Dominion. And, you know, by God, hopefully we don't go to some kind of a system like what they did over there in Iraq, right? Well, what did they do in Iraq? Oh, well, bring your piece of paper and put your thumbprint on this piece of paper. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna jump right on that. You know what that was used for? That was used for identification purposes on specific people in that country. You know, put your thumbprint on a piece of paper in purple ink. Yeah. Okay. Sure. You know. No, I don't foresee any ever. I don't. You know, I foresee there never be an election in this country ever again because there's no way to keep it straight, so to say, with so many bad players in the positions for which they fill.
Yeah, I'm wondering if more of a horizontal approach is needed where we target specific strong points that they have. For example, they're basing their economic backing, their corporate backing, on major corporations and the box stores. And we saw this in the pandemic. Remember what they did? Walmart and Target and Costco, good, you stay open, you're essential. People that sold the exact same things but were on a smaller scale, you're bad, you're non-essential, shut down or we'll throw your ass in jail. This is what we saw. And so what you could do is you could target these box stores. You never shop there, ever, never, ever shop there. Don't eat at national chain restaurants. Don't buy at national chain grocery stores. Buy mom and pop only. Wouldn't that be one way we could strike back?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, boycotting any of these institutions, organizations, companies, stores, whatever they are, boycott them. And I'd even say to a degree, get people to protest out in front of the entrances to these places. Not on their property, because they can raise hell and probably get you arrested, but out on the main thoroughfares, park a truck with a sign. You know what is behind these organizations?
Yeah, I know,
and they're full on, fully owned, and yeah. You know,
if we're involved in a multi-generational struggle, like it appears it's
Chinese,
if we're involved in a multi-generational schedule, a struggle. Why would you leave your kids in the school where they're going to turn them into the enemy? This is what I don't get. And I've been telling parents this. The time for you to go to school board meetings has passed. Take your kids out of the government schools, put them in a good charter school, a good private school if you can afford it, or homeschool, and you'll, well, we both work in the family. Okay, there are co-ops where you can compensate for this. And I can't believe people are keeping their kids in these schools.
That's right. Yeah, that's absolutely right. People need to take all their children out of the schools. You know, they're indoctrination centers is what they are. They're not schools. You know, schools is where children go to learn valuable things, you know, valuable forms of our nation's history, how to operate within the systems that we have set up. You know, they're not teaching that there anymore. No, they're not schools. They haven't been.
Right. I don't mean to be sarcastic, but you think?
Oh, right. No, absolutely. You know, I mean, they're not schools.
My gosh.
These are indoctrination camps, and people need to understand that all this started in 1939 in Prussia with kindergarten, the garden of children, you know, so they can literally fabricate the minds to society to think for how they want them to think so they can be more easily melded, controlled, and manipulated.
I mean, it's simple. You know, the parents aren't realizing here their kids are being educated that bizarre sexual behavior is normal. We're supposed to hate other races. I mean, it's just bizarre what these kids are being taught. John, we just have a few seconds left here. This has, I think, covered a wide range of things, and hopefully this gets played for people that are unaware of these issues and need to hear it. But tell
Absolutely.
People quickly how they can follow your good work.
Yes, every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1 at revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, Studio A.
Wow.
Every Saturday.
That was really efficient. You must rehearse that. That was good.
Oh, I've been saying it.
We got a scoop, my friend. Hey, thanks for joining us, John.
So
good stuff.
Now, it's just, thank you.
Take
Godspeed.
Care.